Blues musician Corey Harris started recording during a period in the 90s when young blues artists were sought after, but his revival of the blues included his own mix of contemporary sounds. Critic Milo Miles has a review of the latest album from Corey Harris called Down Home Sophisticate.
Corey Harris was born in Denver in 1969, but is headquartered in New Orleans. He began as a solo acoustic guitarist and singer on the street. This was the perfect image for the young blues player fad, which was pitched as an alternative to the rising tide of cute and sexy girls and boy groups. Never mind that some of the young blues types were pretty fashion plate themselves. By his second album, 1997's Fish Ain't Bitin', Harris passed the basic test for a performer adapting vintage musical styles. He used Delta blues and New Orleans bop as a vehicle for his very contemporary thoughts on love and alienation. He didn't force his songs and sensibility to fit some romanticized dream of old-fashioned music. Harris worked with expanded backup on his next release, 1999's Greens from the Garden, but the album was often vague and lumpy. When in doubt, Harris would fall back on his solo acoustic mode. Then Harris hooked up with his ideal song collaborator, guitarist Jamal Milner, and everything snapped into place for Down Home Sophisticate.
Sister Rose, which one of them can you believe? Ooh? Which one of them want to please you, not tease you before two? Sister Rose, which one of them can you believe? Ooh? Which one of them want to please you, not tease you before two? Say, you can't remember what your mama told you, Sister Rose. You never listen when your mama scold you, Sister Ruth. And I better never get no Sunday, Sister Ruth. They know we love you like a remember, Sister Ruth.
Harris has obvious predecessors like the venerable eclectic performer Taj Mahal. And he has like-minded peers such as trumpeter Olu Dara, who plays on the track Sister Rose. But by hooking up with Milner, drummer Johnny Gilmore, and bassist Vic Brown, Harris has formed the most fluent, fascinating blues-based group in a long time. The 5x5 band unifies the many modes Harris hears for his music, including calypso, reggae, and West African soukous. Harris writes wry dance tunes, reflections on proud or venal gals, and what might be called tales of amiable estrangement from society. But the sturdy melodies and nonstop momentum of the 5x5 band and friends is what makes Down Home Sophisticate stick fast. The record uses much careful studio layering, so I wondered how Harris would deliver the material in concert. At a recent show at the House of Blues in Cambridge, the 5x5 band delivered a generous performance before a cheery but sedate crowd. Harris and his group excelled on numbers with hybrid styles like Money on My Mind and Centauro that include strangely psychedelic passages, pure blues wails, and spoken interludes that reflected both rap and talking blues. For such a strong outfit, the 5x5 band was self-effacing. The spotlight remained on Harris's rather sweet and shy personality. His encores were both intimate solo works that showed Harris now returns to the keening slide guitar of the Delta, not because he is tentative about his other styles, but to affirm that the blues led him to all the others.
Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge. He reviewed Down Home Sophisticate from Corey Harris.